Learning Masechtas Soita Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning one third of the way down, and it's starting there from Hani Chamishim Oisiyos. It's actually the fifth wide line. Hani Chamishim Oisiyos, Chamishim Nochichada Havyan. If you count up the Oisiyos of the different, we said before, 25 on one side, the Vidam and the Amar, it says 25 on one side, 25 on the other side. If you count up Yehuda, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Issachar, Zvulun, There they count up Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali on one side, Kesed, Leidosam, and the other side, Yisachar, Zvulun, God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, Yosef, Yamin. The problem is that you're missing, it's 25 on one side, the second side is only 24, like we counted up before. God, Asher is God and Asher is 5, Yisachar is 10, Zvulun is 15, Yosef is 19, and Yamin is another 5, is only 24. So Chur, it's missing one. Chamishim Oisah is Chamishim Nechicha Dehavion. It's missing one. Amar Rav Yitzchak Yosef Asif Lo Oisachas Oisachas. Remember, the last one is God Asher, God of Asher Yisachar Zul and Yosef V'Yamin. On Yosef, we added on a Hey Yehosef Shnemar Edis V'Yehosef Somay B'Tzeis El Eretz Mitzrayim. We added on a Hey, and that will make it an extra letter to turn it to 50. Masklor Nachma Yitzchak. We need it like it's written. We need it like it's written. So how can you write Yosef with a hey? That's now I was given. That's how the name was given by Yaakov Avinu. And said before, you need kesod oisam. Are you going to ask me? It's a good question. Very good question. The alachayra, it's a machlekes before what kesod oisam means. This man the holds. So this means the order of birth. Besides for Yehuda, is kesod oisam is the birth. The other man the Yamahol used kesod oisam for the name. But this man doesn't hold to that. Zok the Radal that. And that's one of the guys in the back says that everyone agrees to that part of it, that it has to be written like it's ksiv. So you can't say that you add out a hey, Ella, Kolotar Kula Biyamin, ksiv, Hacha Biyamin Shalim ksiv. But like it says in the Pasuk, Aviv Karla Biyamin. In the Torah, you do have that the father called him Binyamin with two yuds, and even though Biyamin is usually written chaser, without the yud between the mem and the yud. But since of Karla B'Yomim, so therefore we could put that extra yud, and therefore it's all together 50 letters, 25 on each side on the Avnei Eifod. Omer Avchana Babizdar Moshim Chasida. Yosef Shekida Shei Shemayim B'Seiser, Asif Lo Ois Achas B'Shoi Shokaris Baruch Hu. Yosef, that was Mekah Shem Shemayim B'Seiser, which we'll see with the Maisa of Eishes Patifar. So therefore, we added on one Ois from Shmoy Shokaris Baruch Hu in his name, which is Eidus Yehosef, for some Seis Mitzrayim. Yehuda, Shekidah Sheshmayim B'Fahesya, Yehuda, that was Mekadah Sheshmayim B'Fahesya, Nikra Kula Asher Zagaris Baruch Hu. His whole name has Merumas in it, the Karis Baruch Hu. Yehuda has Yud K, and it has Vav K as well. And so therefore, the name Yehuda is Merumah, is the name of Karis Baruch Hu, because he was Mekadah Sheshmayim B'Fahesya. What is that referring to? We had on the Yudam Beis, it means the Maisa of Tamar. But here, the Gemara is going to say, it's going to the story when they went to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shevet Yehuda jumped in first. We'll see, that's where his name is Yehuda. Marshan, the Yudam Beis, as a Kasha, then what do you mean his name was Yehuda because of Kaya Shem Shemayim? Who named him Yehuda, Avernos? Who named him Yehuda? Leah named him Yehuda. So what do you mean? That's his name. He was named before this happened. Like you said, Bishop Yosef says later on, Eidus B'Yosef, someone of Seisar Yisraim. Here it's Yehuda. The fake Marshan. Evid Marshan, Mary, the good thing. You know where his name was beginning? Oida. Apam Oida. Famous song. Exactly. Oida. His name was Oida. That was his name. And it's changed to Yehuda from this. That's what he wants to tie in over there. I am the Marsha and the Avyudim on base. Like upon him, the Marsha is like this. That it says that Yosef Shekir Shemayim Beseis Hef Sifal Ayes Akhom Shemayim Shekir Shemayim Yehuda Shekir Shemayim Shemayim Behesi Hef Nikor Olakul Yosef Shemayim Shekir Shemayim Shemayim Yosef Mahi. The Chsif says in the Pasuk that Eishes Patifai was badgering him every day to be Mizana with her. And we darshin laasis malachtoi. It says pasuk says v'hi kayoy mazev yovay abayis laas malachtoi. The rest of the pasuk says it came to that day. He came to the house to do his malacha. Om Rav Yechon malamei shneim advar aveir neskavnu. Rav Yechon teaches it means they both want to do aveir today. Even Yosef atzadik. How do we see that from the pasuk? So Dr. Marsha, Dr. Taisvis, loshem vayovay loshem bia vayovay abayis laas malachtoi, and that's what we know it meant that he was coming to advar aveir. Which means he came to do his work, his job as a shamish of the house. Which means he came to do avera. So that's what it is. No one was in the house that day that Yosef came. There was no one in the house that day. So Evshah Bayis Godol Kebeis Shoyse Rosha. Is it possible that the Bayis of Potiphar himself, who was a big Rosha, but he was a very big minister, Lohebay Ish, there was no one in the hell house? Tonaber Bishmael, Oysa Yoim Yoim Chagam Hoya. It was the holiday that day. Vahokul Kulum Beis Avichavim. Everyone went to their Beis Avichavim Shlehem. Vehi Omra Lahem, and he told them, Choylahi, I can't go today, I'm not feeling well. Omra. Omra, why? Omra, she said, Ein li Yoim Shenisklu Yosef Gemazah. There's no day that's as good as today. We got to do it today. Vatifusehu Bevigdoi, she grabbed his bag of Lamar, Shech Veimi. I think that's the end of that pasuk. Al Kapon, let's read the pasuk inside. Say with Vigdal Amar Shikhva Imi, but Yaz the Vigdal says that she grabbed his clothing. Ba'isa Shah, Batsam, he's ready to do Avera at that time. But Ba'isa Shah, Ba'asa Duknoi Shal Aviv, Venirisla Bechloin, all of a sudden he saw the face of his father in the Chaloin. Omoloi, Yosef, he tells Yosef like this, Yosef, Asidim Achicha, Shiyichtavu Avne Eifait. One day, all your brothers will be written on the Avnei Eifat, Va'ata B'neim, you'll be between them. Ritzoyincha Shimacha Shmim Shimcha B'neim, do you want your name to be erased from between them? V'tikra, you'll be called Roya Zoynes, the Roya of Zoynes. This is a Kenega, what one day he'll be called Roya Yisrael, the shepherd of Klai Yisrael. You want to be called Roya Zoynes? The Chsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, V'roya Zoynes Yoyevet Hoyin, someone's a Roya Zoynes will lose all his hoyin, all his money, which means V'hiro Amin, he'll lose all his his schusim that he's going to be on the Eifat. Mayad, that's what happened. And the Mefarsh already asked the Lechayra, if he saw the most Yuknish of it, so what is the big Kiddushim Shemayim? Look, he's ready to do Avera, and he got a special nace that he saw his Aviv in the most Yuknish. So, on that, I saw two Mahalakim in the Sefer Alei Be'er. One Mahalak he says is that if not that he would have worked all his life on his Yetzihara, then he would not have had this schus of his father showing up to him. His father only showed up to him, it was only a mara anyway, it was only because all his life he worked so hard on his Yetzihara, so then even when it came time, that one time he'd fall in, then he got this schus, because he worked so hard all his life. That was the Kiddush Shemayim. That's one mahalach. And there's another mahalach is that he could have answered back something. Another mahalach is he could have answered back that, what do you mean, the all Shvatim should be on the Eifat? They sold me. Well, you know, everyone always has excuse. You know, they say, what do you mean? Look at me. I'm in Mitzrayim, left alone, a little 17-year-old boy, and I'm going to be off the Eifat. Maybe you're off the Eifat, maybe. He could have said that back, but he didn't say that back. And because that's a real Kiddush Shemayim, that he didn't, you know, he could have maybe had a taina. He didn't have any taina. Akaponim vateisha ve'isin kashtoi, which Om Rav Yechon Meshum Rav Meir sheshova kashtoi le'esonai. Kashtoi means the zera. The zera returned le'esonai. Ve'yefozu zroi yodov, which means not yodov akarka. He stuck his fingers into the ground, which made him a lot of pain. And this way, ve'yotu shukazera bebein tziparni yodov. And this happened as shukazera came back into his body, went out through his hands, and he was not over the avera. It says in the pasuk also, Midei Avi Yaakov. So the whole pasuk reads like this: Vateish Veisin Kashtoi. This is a pasuk about a Birchas Yaakov. Vateish Veisin Kashtoi. If Oyz Roy Yadav, Midei Avi Yaakov, Mishom Roya Evin Yisrael. From the Avi Yaakov, from seeing Yaakov Avinu, Mishom Roya Evin Yisrael. Evin also refers to the Avnei Eifat. Midei Avi Yaakov, Migaron Loy Sheichok Avnei Eifat. Ella Avir Yaakov, seeing the God Yaakov. Mishom Roya Evin Yisrael, Mishom Zoch Vanasa Roya, from there he became a shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Shneman says in the Pasuk, when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to say that he will be of Roya of Klal Yisrael, he compares himself to Yosef. Roya Yisrael Hazino Nohag Kitzon Yosef. I'm going to lead you like the Tzon Yosef. So you see that Yosef is the quintessential shepherd of Klal Yisrael. Tanya learned in a brayso. Hayiroi Yosef Lesman Yubei Shvatim. Be'etzem Yosef should have had 12 Shvatim. Kederach Yotzim Yaakov. Just like Yaakov, you know, had 12 Shvatim. Shneim says in the pasuk, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Who are the children of Yaakov Yosef? That means the Tolus came out of Yaakov was supposed to also become from Yosef. Ela Shiyotzim Shechazara Ben Tzibrenei Yodav. Shechazara came out of his fingers, his 10 fingers. He lost 10 Shvatim for what was that? He only had 2 kids. Vafa Pik. He lost. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Only had 2. Vafa Pikain, the Bnei Rachel, who might have said altogether 12. Because it says, Yotzum Bim Yom and Achiv. But Yom and his brother had 10 children. Mekulam Nikru al Shemoy. Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk, Uvenei b'yom, who are the children of b'yomin? Bela ava becher, v'ashbel geiru av naman, a'echi v'roish, mupim v'chupim v'arad. 10 children. And all 10 children are named after something to do with Yosef. So you see that Shaykh is the 12 shvat of Yosef. Bela shadivu l'men umas. Bela, that Yosef HaTzadik was swallowed up in umas. Ubecher means b'char l'ima ayhaya. He was b'char l'his mother. V'ashbel is also a reference to Yosef HaTzadik, to shavu kale. That Hashem, he was captured. And it says, Gera Shigar Bachsanya. He lived in Eretz Nachri. He lived in a faraway place. But Naaman Shnom B'yais, he was very sweet. Echi V'roish, he's Achi, he was my brother V'roish, he is my role model. Mupim V'chupim, Hula Ra B'chupasa, V'hila Ra'isim V'chupasa. He saw my chuppah, he didn't see my chuppah, and I didn't see his chuppah. Oh, good cash, Moshe, what's Mupim? That's chuppim, what's Mupim? Zok Rashi, Mupim, the measure of Techuma, Mupim is that his piv was Kpi Yaakov. He said over the halakas of Shem Ve'eve, that's Mupim. So Mupim and Chupim, Chupim means the Chuppah, he didn't see the Chuppah, he didn't see each other's Chuppah, and Mupim means he said over the Torah from his father. The Ered, Shiyarad, the Umas Arlam. He went between the Umas Arlam, Ikadamri, the Ered, Shapanav, Donald, the Ered. His face was similar to a rose. So you see, all 10 Shvatim, all 10 children that came out of B'yamun were named after Yosef, so it's in a certain Bechina, there was 12 Shvatim there. Actually, Masha asked, well, B'yamun wouldn't have had any children? I and Masha, that discusses exactly what that means. But upon him, the 12 Shvatim came out of Bnei Rachel. That when Yosef stood in front of Paro, it means he was in a jail for 12 years, and they took him out, and they brought him in front of Paroi to interpret a dream. And Paroi loved the interpretation, and he makes him into second to the king. And he says, "Biladech, without you, loyarm ish es yodei, no one will be able to move a hand." Omar, it's the Gine Paroi, which Rashi says means his chacham, his advisors, told him, "Evech lochu rabbi be'esm kesef." This guy was bought for 20 kesef. Tam shilu elenu, he's going to be the king all of a sudden? So you can't imagine such a thing. I'm talking about like the lowest of the low, out of a jail, and he becomes the king. It's like going into a jail and taking some foreign citizen that crossed the border and making him the president. Just like Omar Lahem, Genuni Malchus ani roeba. I saw Genuni Malchus ani roeba. He says, "I saw in him Malchus Nitias." He says, "That's the Paroi said. I saw him so Malchus." Omru loy im kain yehi deir v'shivim lashon. He has to know all 7 languages. So Bog Avriel Gavriel came v'limdu shivim lashon. He taught him 70 languages. Loy hoy gomar. He could not grasp it. 70 lashon is very hard at 1 minute. Even from Gavriel at one time to learn 7 languages is very hard. We add on the hay, believe me, he learned it. Shneim is in the pasuk. Edus be a hoyse of somay b'tzayse alaris b'tzrayim. Where does the pasuk get further? Svas leidati eshma. He couldn't understand the languages, and because of the hay, he was able to grasp the 7 languages. Lamacha v'lamacha kolishlo shtoye parei b'aday. And the next time he stood in front of Parei, Parei tested him, and any language Parei started talking, he answered him in that language. All of a sudden, Yosef HaTzadik talks Lashon HaKodesh. Paroi did not know what he's talking about. Amalei, Agamuri, teach me. Agamrevle Gomar. I tried to teach Paroi, did not go in. Amalei, Shtabali, Neloi Megalis. Swear to me that you're not going to tell anyone that you know an extra language more than me. Shtabali, he swore. Now, the Mepharshim bring right from here that when he says 70 languages, is that including Lashon HaKodesh or not? What do you think till now? We know it's Shivim Lashon. That means there's 69 plus Lashon HaKodesh or not. And this Gemara is Mavuyer, that there's 70 languages besides Lashon HaKodesh. And it comes out, when it said before, they wrote the Torah with 70 languages on the Avonim, it was not Lashon HaKodesh. Interesting enough, that the 70 languages is not Lashon HaKodesh. And Betzin, they bring a Raya, the Tosfos Shantzof and our Tosfos Rosh. We know on Sukkot, they bring 70 Parim, connected to 70 Umos. That's not connected us. See, Clara there, the 70 languages besides for Lashon HaKodesh. With that, actually, the Rav Kivega answers the Teretz, why the heck you cover over, if you want my Yama, you cover it over the Teretz with the Sid, the Chorez with Chikas Hashem. So the answer is that they hold, that more holds, that if it's not in Lashon HaKodesh, no problem, Chikas Hashem, lock upon him. You see from here, Shivim Lashon is not clue Lashon HaKodesh. So he said, swear to me. So he swore. And because it is, when Yosef HaTzadik wanted to bring the Aroin of Yaakovinu out of Mitzrayim, so he said, "Amalei, Avi Hashbi Ani Lamar, my father made me swear I'm going to bring him to Eretz Canaan. Amalei Sapari told him, Zilah Shal Shuvasecha, go to the Chachamim and be Shal on Yeshua. What's the big deal? Amalei, oh, Veshu Dami Adach, should I also be Shal on your Shuvah, the Shuvah that I made for you? Even though Paroi did not want him to leave Eretz Canaan, Amalei told him, Alei v'kvaras avicha kasheresh v'yacha, go bury your father like you swore, because I am scared of you being Megala my Shuvah, and therefore I will let you go. So you see that because of that Shuvah, he was able to bring Yaakov Avinu across out of Eretz Mitzrayim to Eretz Canaan.